Iran's foreign minister took his familiar place beside the EU foreign policy chief as talks started on July 3rd. But no one's making any promises, EU spokesman Michael Mann.
It will take the time that it takes. That's all I can say.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the international delegation has offered reasonable, verifiable, and easily achievable measures to guarantee Iran's nuclear program is peaceful, as Iran says it is. But his spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, says significant gaps remain.
We're in the middle of it right now, so I don't have much more to speculate on.
Meanwhile, Iran continued its public relations offensive with another video from Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, but with a defiant element.
As we approach July 20th, I feel compelled to warn again that pursuing a game of chicken in an attempt to extract last-minute concessions cannot achieve anything better than what it achieved in 2005.
Iran says it has no interest in building a nuclear weapon, but the international community wants proof. Iran has concealed military aspects of its program for years and defied resolutions from the UN Security Council and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Part of the difficulty in determining how Iran will prove what it says is that the nuclear program has become a matter of national pride, says Matthew Moran of King's College.
In Iran, the nuclear program has been invested with enormous importance. It's been made an issue of sovereign rights, and it's been sort of infused with a powerful nationalism, which makes it quite difficult for Iran to roll back.
Ma midanim.
But there are other pressures, too. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani was elected on a platform of ending global economic sanctions linked to the nuclear dispute and improving Iran's economy. If the talks fail or drag on much beyond July 20th, that could become more difficult, according to London-based analyst Paul Ingram, who spoke via Skype.
I think it's a dangerous game for Iran to be playing for time for two key reasons. One is because sanctions are biting. And secondly, I think the Iranians know only too well that the politics within the United States is moving away from Obama and away from a more reconciliatory position vis-a-vis Iran.
Foreign Minister Zarif has indicated Iran hopes its help with the Iraq crisis will improve its position in the nuclear talks. But UN negotiators say the issues are not related, and analysts warn missing the deadline will not make the nuclear dispute any easier to resolve. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.